Random Ass Podcast.
And we're back, and we're way too crowded. Somebody's going to have to leave.
Yeah. I'm out.
Yep, you're See gone. You, Bender, you're voted off. You've been known the least amount. So, like I said, we are very crowded, and we alluded to who was going to be on the show last week. But in case you did not listen, Bender, Bender is, of course, Surprise. Here sitting across in his unfamiliar spot of the flops microphone.
Yeah, yeah.
Next to Bender is... God, much like Sasquatch, someone you hear about, you just never see anymore, but yeah. It's one Benjamin J. Carter.
Hey, hey. The man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then, of course, Hikus making his third appearance on the rap, and then next to him is, of course, my lovely wife, The Flop.
Hey.
Who is now experiencing her first full day of her 40s.
Yeah, how's that
wow.
going?
It doesn't feel any different from Friday before I turn 40.
That's weird because your first full day of your 40s has been a nightmare for me.
Wow.
Yeah. Was it her
but
or
why?
You?
I think it had a lot to do with your birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
You're the one that overdrank.
No, I feel like if I get out alive, I drink the exact amount that I should have drank.
Did you throw up?
No. I thought I was going to. I thought two things almost that really, really scared me yesterday. One, I thought I was going to throw up at 6 Mile. And two, I thought I was going to pee myself on the trip back on the bus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why I sprinted off and went and peed in the corner.
I wasn't
going to make it. You peed on the bus.
No. I sprinted off the bus.
That's right. I remember.
Let's be honest. Who hasn't peed on a bus? I mean, raise your hand.
I don't know that I've ever peed on a bus.
I peed out of a window on a bus.
Maybe I've done that. I've done it in a car.
And it was like spreading...
Like we were on the highway.
I've peed inside
a bachelor party.
I've peed on the floor at work before a couple of times.
Did you quit immediately?
No, when I used to work for a couple of the companies I used to work for, when you'd be out like way back in the second warehouse, way back pulling some stuff, and you just had to go, and it was winter or something. It's like, fuck it, it's a warehouse. I'm just gonna pee right there on the wall.
I once peed behind a dumpster in St. Louis City because you know there's no place to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did that at Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
You pee behind a dumpster. You're lucky you didn't get stabbed by the homeless man who was shitting back there.
It was a hotel.
I was peeing on my house.
It was a hotel, too, and they're like, what are you doing back there?
So before we get into Carter and why he's up here, well, not that he's up here for any good reason.
Why are you up here?
Well, we're going to get into that in a minute. Let's wrap up what we did yesterday.
Why are you?
What we did yesterday for the Flop's birthday was we... got the Gus the Fun Bus. Check them out on Facebook or their
website.
That's
just fun to say.
It is fun to say.
Gus the Fun Bus.
Mike, the owner of that.
Was that Gus?
No, his name's Mike.
Oh, man.
And he came and picked us up at our front door. Took us to, let's run down the list. We went Friendship.
Yep.
Third Wheel.
Yep.
Narrow Gauge.
Yep.
/ Cajino's, where we had amazing pizza.
Yep.
And stuffed mushrooms. And then finished at 6 Mile and then came back. To which Melissa was complaining, like, I can't believe everybody left. Like, why did everybody leave so early? And then we barely finished our next beer and passed out.
I had at least 3 beers at every stop.
Yeah, we were drunk.
Plus at least 1 or 2 on the bus ride between stops. I was hammered.
I checked into 11 beers that I know of.
Yeah. I know I didn't hit all of them, but...
Yeah,
it was fun. I had a blast.
You got 13?
Yes.
So, and I know fairly certain. We were.
I think drank more, than me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of it. Well, you know, it was my wife's 40th birthday. I had to celebrate. You know?
What's it like to be married to a cougar, though?
Yeah, that is weird. I never thought of that.
Awkward pause.
Yeah.
Awkwardness.
That's a whole new classification of women that I've never had until now. Hey,
there
cougar. It feels good. Scratch my back with those claws. There you go.
That is a very pink sour.
Yeah, so yesterday at Bombay, Hari, who's the owner, who's an awesome guy, Matt had just told me, just in there talking to me, that he liked sours, and Hari said, you got to try that sour. It's awesome. It looks like
raspberries.
Great red RC, or whatever, the Vest.
Oh, yeah.
Red
cola.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of what it looks like.
Cream soda.
Take a drink. I want to see what you think. Oh, he just spit all over everyone.
Wow.
No, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's that real sour.
It's not, no.
So is it this good? Or is it this good?
The first one.
Okay, it's a light applause. So that's what we did. We had, 12, 13 people. We went stop to stop. We posted a lot of pictures up there on the Facebooks and the Instagram, so go check them out. But
a lot of handsome people on that trip.
We all survived. We all lived. So the things happened that I was unaware of. You got inside the third wheel truck?
I did, yeah.
I thought it was going to fall over. Yeah, it was rocking so much.
How did they make more than one of those trucks? Yeah, because the moment you get in it, like, rocks back and forth.
It's so paint a picture for you that you don't know. It's one of those small, I think they were European, three wheels.
One wheel in the front,
got a
two
small
in the back.
They could literally, haul a pillow with that kind of towing power and stability?
Do you think you guys could have picked it up?
I know we could have picked. I think Jeremy and I could have picked the whole thing up.
I agree.
Yeah. I would have liked to flipped it over. That would have been awesome.
They would have let us in.
And I think Missy's dad laid on the back of the friendship truck.
Yep.
Oh, really?
I saw in a picture that Missy gave Bushman a piggyback ride. Yeah. There was just a lot of shit going. There was a lot of stuff going on in the bus that I was completely oblivious to. Like,
I think we should ask Rachel because I think she only had one or two beers. She probably remembers everything.
Yeah. I can honestly say, though, that of the four hosts, normal hosts of this show, the flop was the least drunk.
I think so.
And it was her birthday.
That's not a surprise.
Yeah.
That's news to no one.
The flop turns 40 and we all get shit-faced. In her honor is what happened. So
raise your hand if you didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, I turn 40 soon. I believe it was Chris, the flop's brother. What's he? We got to get a good name for him. But he had said,
I just call him Christina sometimes.
Yeah, Christina. He asked her,
that's
like,
my fault. Sorry, Chris.
If he does this on your 30th birthday, what's he going to be like on his 40th birthday?
You're gonna get die. Sad and you're then want to go cane. Home. Like you did on your 35th birthday.
Yeah, can we go home? That surprised
me. No, that wasn't sad. That was
too drunk.
I was defeated. You were there. You were there, weren't you?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think Tom got drunk first. I think he was the first drunk.
Yeah.
Well, he's a little one, so.
Yeah.
He is a little one. It's too bad he's not here, but.
I could tell he was drunk by his eyes.
Yeah, he gets lazy eyes.
Yeah. They were drifting.
No, what was great, about Tom, and I think we kind of did this on the air a few times, is Tom. Well, up until like literally last week, he was not sure how much time he was going to put into the whole day. He was like, I don't know if I can. I don't know if the wife's going to let me have that much time away and stuff. And then he pulls up.
He told me on the bus, he goes, my wife's going to pick me up at some point.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, she drops him off and gets in the car. I was like, wow, so you just got dropped off. He goes, yeah, I'm not driving after this is done. And I was like, oh, so I guess he's in it to win it. And he sure was.
Yeah, he put it on there.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was your happy birthday.
Yep.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Here we go. Happy birthday.
I guess the thunderous real question
applause.
Is
thunderous.
Did you have fun?
Oh, I had a blast. It was a great time.
Sorry,
great,
the crowd is
time.
Still cheering. You gotta
That was a lot longer than I thought it was gonna be.
Well, it's a thunderous applause.
Oh, gotcha.
I had a really good time.
Yeah.
Good.
Hikus was there. He was in it for the long haul. He got here he was originally supposed to get here Friday night, but he was all lazy and got up Saturday morning and came up. But so you had a good time?
Did.
Yeah.
Me and Tom hung out.
A lot.
And made fun of people, and he kept telling me what a good guy I was.
Oh, he constantly referred to how good of a guy that Hikus was. Hey, Lionhead, he's a nice dude, man. it's Dandelion now because he's got the mane trimmed. Yeah. But, so that's why we're up here. Carter, what are you doing in town?
I'm umpiring a tournament up here, a little fast-pitch softball.
Umpires are always the least liked person in the ballpark, so it's perfect for you.
Well, I was already probably bottom third so when I put the blue shirt on, I just, that's my station in life. I know that.
You do have a umpire-like quality to you, but what I like the most now, though, is you're sporting the Super Trooper stash.
Oh, yeah. That's my 70s porn stash.
We won't say what that your day job is, but that works perfect into your day job.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's quite ironic because I'm not allowed to wear a beard, but I can have this, which makes me look just
weird.
That is odd.
Very odd.
That's
because I've sported a beard for
ever.
I mean, 10, 12 years now, and not anymore. Not the past 2.5, 3 years since I've had this job.
I've known you with goatees and not goatees.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't pay attention to any of your guys' faces except Bender because he's a pretty man.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Well, it's because you close your eyes when we kiss. So, yeah. So you
don't know. And your back's usually to me when we're having the sex. Yeah. Well, at least I'm doing.
We're gonna need a your boo function there. Crowd did not like that.
Well, some portion of our crowd may have found that.
Like, golf clap. Yeah.
Well, we like the gay humor. So you come up here for about how many games you get this weekend?
This weekend actually just 16. I'm used to doing in this tournament in the fall will be bigger, and I'll do somewhere around 20 in 3 days. But this weekend, because of the heat, they had some more people here, so about 16.
Hmm. What's that? I mean, you don't have to get into specifics, but 16 games, 4 days?
4 days, yeah.
How much does that pay out?
It'd be $640. Hmm. So, and they'll send me the 1099.
And you get DO per diem for the food, or do you just...
No, I generally just bring my own. Hit all these on the way up, and some water Gatorade. And,
you do get a hotel room paid for, though.
Yep.
Hmm. Well, works into me.
Do you travel around and do this a lot?
Not so much anymore. There's some shady characters.
He's got a family, kid.
Well, and there's some shady characters out there, so I generally just stay with what I know.
Shady characters?
Yeah, like there was a guy.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that the seedy world of umpiring girl softball is too much for you to handle? Not a day goes by I don't hear about a murder at some softball tournament.
Well, there was a guy in Kansas City that ran a lot of the ASA side that would you were you know quote gonna, you know, checks in the mail kind of thing, and
that's what you mean. Okay.
The check was going to fucking Isle of Capri for his gambling debt was where it was going, and so there was
nice.
Like they filed a class action lawsuit against this guy. I mean, it's been a big trouble, so I don't go to Kansas City anymore. And plus it's a long drive, and
so I drove to St. Louis.
Well, and
that makes sense.
The issue in Kansas City is you know that you live there's more miles of pavement in Kansas City than any other major metropolitan area, so we literally umpire like by the airport and stay in Belton or vice versa. And so you're driving forever.
That's a nightmare.
You get off the yard at 11 p.m. and have to be back at 8. No thanks.
So that's why it's seedy, because he refers to it as the yard, prison.
Maybe you'd have a better attitude about your second job.
The comparisons
so
are great.
And the gay sex.
Yeah, it's always that.
So there's a couple things about Carter that we brought up something about you yesterday that we're going to get into.
Uh-oh.
But before we get into that, I put a halt. I put the kibosh on a story about you earlier, and I was breaking it down to you. You claim that we don't ever come visit you, and I said because you don't ever do anything. And you said you do stuff, but you just don't put it out there for the...
You said do.
Yeah, I know. You don't put it out there on the Facebook because you don't have a Facebook account. And Bender said,
right,
why don't you have one? And I didn't want you to answer.
Okay.
Because I want to answer.
Okay, let's hear this.
Because if you want to know Carter's personality, this encapsulates it perfectly. He says, he was on MySpace. Right. MySpace was still big. So and everybody started migrating over to Facebook. And I said, Carter, you going to get a Facebook? Fuck no. Because by the time I get on there and get it loaded, there's going to be another one. And I'm not just have to do it all over again. And I got to tell you what, you're wrong on that.
Call that wrong.
Yeah, Facebook is sticking. So now you use your wife.
What is it? What is it in Dogma, the movies? He's like, time will tell on that, so fuck you.
So, you're too bad you won't be up here for the Kevin Smith movie marathon.
Yeah, it is very much too bad.
Yeah. You can come back up if you want. Bring the family.
I'm sure they would much enjoy watching
those
movies.
They can go
movies.
Do stuff. There's stuff to do around St. Louis.
I don't know about that.
You worried about them and
the shady characters of St. Louis?
I mean, this is a rough place.
Well, yeah, you St. Peter's and St. Charles County.
St. Louis, so
that's true. That's true. Yeah, I heard about that Ferguson on the news. I don't. Is that close to here?
Yeah, we actually lived real close to that when that happened.
Yeah. 7 miles.
Well, I didn't see a damn thing. I saw a Taco Bell with a window broke.
We actually drove past your old intersection a couple weeks ago. We were up here for the Cedar concert.
Yep.
We stayed at the chalet and went out that way to get downtown to Del Mar. And I was like, hey,
this is what I'm saying with Carter. He comes up with his wife for their anniversary, and we don't see him.
Yep. Only was our fifth fucking wedding anniversary. Yeah.
I mean, you got a lifetime of anniversaries.
Here's the deal, too. He came up once before for a concert. He goes, hey, we're thinking of coming up to this concert. We're like, yeah, we're in. Let's do it. Then he calls me and goes, hey, we got a ticket for the concert. Seats. You guys still want to go? I'm like, well, not now because you got fucking seats and we're not going to be sitting with you.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't me.
I know. So, boo to that person. Here's the other thing that we brought up yesterday about you, that he was having a conversation with someone at one of the breweries, about, hey, I'll go get this round and you get the next round. And I said, yeah. Carter I absolutely will not do that.
I absolutely hate that.
He's never done
Two reasons. Two reasons. One, because when it's my round, it's like, hey, give me the growler that's $85 and, you know, whatever you want. And then when it's your round, it's like, I'll get you a Bud Light. Never works. Never equitable like... for me. Okay, so that's...
That's one.
So that's one. And then two... I always feel like I just like I always end up on the short end of that because I never.
Like, I think I'm your point like, one and your point two are the exact same.
I'll get this round and then that's the only round.
And then it's time to go.
And then it's like, oh geez, look at the time.
I think you just have shitty friends that you go to. The No.
He's never done it with me. Yeah. He just would never do it.
He's burned once and was like, never again.
He's never done it with you. I beg to differ. You guys had sex talk earlier.
Well, yeah, but that's different. That's just the fucking.
But he won't buy you a drink afterwards?
That's just
I mean, come on.
No. And
hey,
I've,
listen.
Hey, I've been
steady.
I've argued with him constantly.
For the sex, you pay her to leave. Okay, yeah,
okay Charlie Sheen.
That's the same concept.
I've argued with him on this thing a lot, and he's never done it with like me and Josh and all these guys that we used to hang out and drink. He just went, no, bullshit, I ain't doing that, man. I'll go get my own beer. Like, it's just why people have an ill feeling towards you at first.
Yeah, it's all right. No, actually, I like this is good. The Schlafly Raspberry has a boss. That's good stuff.
And actually, here's another third thing about Carter that is of note is, you know, I just made a joke saying that people feel ill towards you when they first meet you. It was not true. Nobody ever doesn't like Carter.
No, it takes a little while.
In fact,
he 2 weeks nice. At least.
Carter, at one time or another, has been every girl that's ever been a part of our group of friendship, like every guy that's
hey,
brought their
hold,
wife
hold on,
or
hold on,
girl,
hold on, hold on.
Has been their
you
best friend.
You should break this easy to these guys, because they know your wife, so sorry, fellas, you're out.
You've been Missy's best friend at one point?
We met Steve Ewing together.
Yeah, but
hell yeah.
Every, Michelle Howard, and a lot of people have always said, April, I believe, has said, they've all said, well, Carter's like my favorite. How could anybody not like Carter? I'm like, fuck, it's easy. Just give it a go.
Do you remember the night we watched Pudding Farts?
Yes.
No. Holy cow. Was that the same weekend as watching the movie Teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched a movie about vagina dentata.
That's a terrible movie.
It was awesome.
You have always made that as terrible.
That. It was awesome.
You guys have always gotten together and done weird shit like that. Like, let's watch the most off the wall.
This is before. This was but this is also the pudding farts thing. This is before rabbit holes. This was before YouTube. You had to go out and find these puddingfart.com. And by the way, it is literally people farting with pudding.
There's cake farts, yes. Yep. There's cake farts, yes.
It's a whole subculture of food farts.
There's
you,
a little...
is somebody eating this while it's happening?
No, she's just...
farting and pudding.
She's
and
semi-attractive.
Now I just
semi-attractive naked chick that just farts on pudding.
Jeremiah, don't look this shit up.
And it's there's just a little rabbit pellet. At the end?
Oh,
the,
yeah.
Is it pudding or the
this
cake?
Is this is also pre-Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah.
That's how long ago that was.
Also, don't look that one
this
up.
Is when this is when you know you had the dial-up sound before you could...
That's some goofy shit.
Dude, I mean, it felt like... I don't know how long we watched, but it felt like 4 hours of watching
What's
those
that
videos.
Shock video thing?
It was
guys,
actually 8 hours.
Like, I've seen it. I'm disturbed. You got to see it so we can share that awkwardness.
It's the same guy that when I first met him and his... my friend now, but at the time, his friend Mosley, they had videos called Chubby Chocolate and Dicking Around. Yeah. These were the porns that they
it's
owned.
So weird that you remember the names of them.
You ever, my buddy would always pull up on people, when we'd have parties, he'd pull up dickswing.com on the parents' computer, and it's just some guy's dick swinging around.
That's terrible. He's in enemy territory. I don't think I have to explain.
Oh, hi, Rachel.
I don't think I have to explain to you what the premise of
Send
the chubby chocolate is.
No, I think all the listeners understand the concept.
The second one, though, dicking around, that one has to be seen to be believed. It is.
I'm okay.
It is.
Not only do you remember the names, I mean, not that there's a lot of plot, regardless, but do you remember the plot lines, too?
I don't remember. Neither one had plots. Weren't they compilation videos? And the,
dude, I'm not the one that remembers. I don't know.
I can't believe you.
Listen, I just buy the shit, okay? I don't.
Yeah,
I don't watch it.
Yeah, we're going to have to pause this conversation while J-Man runs upstairs.
I'm getting rid of my kid. We just gave him like 7 websites to like show to his friends.
He moves at the same pace as my
daughter. He's pretty tired. He's had a buddy over for the last 3 days. They've been...
Caitlin's got beer.
Yeah.
They've been partying hard.
So I got to explain to you, the dicking around was completely fake.
Mm-hmm.
Fake, but it was like guys that blew like
oh, that
gallons and
that
gallons.
Was, no, that was Chris. That was,
oh, that was Chris.
Chris.
Okay.
That was, he got that video somewhere. That was god awful.
Girl, but the production quality of it was so bad. Like the girl that had like the 4-inch nipples, and you could see them peeling off. That they, like, that's how bad it was.
And it wasn't a piece of bubble gum like in Mallrats.
Third
nipple. It wasn't that.
Good movie.
Yeah, we're gonna good do movie. It. We're gonna yeah. do the. Yeah.
Are we like? Is this the thing we talked about in the 3 weeks I wasn't here?
No, it was last week. I bought.
Okay.
We're going to have a, because I love Kevin Smith so much, we're going to do a special day where we sit and drink and watch Mallrats.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Clerks, Mallrats, and then Mallrats, or Clerks 2, because Missy loves Clerks 2. And we're going to do our thoughts going in and our thoughts after each movie, not during record us watching them. And you don't have to stay for all, you know what I mean?
Isn't Clerks 2 like 5 hours long?
What? Like an hour and 45.
No, it's Jane, Silent Bob, Strike Back. That's like forever.
It's not that long.
2 hours. Yeah,
it's not bad.
Yeah, it's a normal film.
I think it's pretty long. I'm looking it up.
Yeah, you're Googles.
You're talking to two guys that have seen those movies about 30 times.
The only one I haven't
Could
seen
you bing
is
that?
Chasing Amy.
Oh,
you shut the fuck up.
It's the best. Yeah, Carter.
You almost fucking got the elbow. I swear to God.
All right, I'm going to look that up,
dude,
too.
Do not fucking touch my elbow.
Yeah, you almost got. Bam, right there. You didn't even see it coming.
While Bender looks that up, what's some other good Carterisms that we can talk about?
God.
Oh, Missy hates when we do this, too. Oh, but you know what?
She was that night at Casa Montez when we were all telling stories back there. I thought she was going to punch you.
Oh, that's every other day. I don't even. I just assume that's the I love you look. I'd see it so much. You know, here's a story that hasn't been told, and it won't be told because the other participant in this story is not here. But the milk story in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Howard doesn't listen, does he?
No, but.
No, he's an intellectual. He's probably.
But I do. One day I am going to get him on here, and we're going to let him tell some stories, too.
I don't think you can tease that to the listeners.
So
not.
we're drunk in Kansas City, a significant amount of us. It was our buddy Aaron's 30th birthday. I think it was his 30th birthday, yeah. And we're just over in Westport getting shit faced. This is back when Westport was the place to go.
Wait, in Kansas City or here?
Kansas City.
Westport, Kansas City?
Yes.
Yeah. That's like
way
bar
more
history.
Bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it, now that the Power and Light and stuff's there, it's not as big. Now I hear
right.
that
now
it's a little
it's terrible,
shady.
Yeah.
But anyway, so.
It probably was at the time, too. It probably wasn't safe for us to be walking around.
I also had my feelings hurt by a girl one time we were walking around down there. I was wearing a rug.
You have feelings?
No, but sometimes. I was wearing a rugby shirt.
Single.
You know what I mean? Like a long sleeve collar
shirt.
Yeah. And it was a nice one, too. It was like, I can't think how to pronounce it. It was an expensive shirt. And we're coming out of this bar, and this girl turns around and goes, "Hey, guy in the shirt with the stripes. Horizontal stripes. Lame." And just turns around and walks off. And Howard thought that was the funniest
thing
in the world.
That's the best thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, and this wasn't like 5 feet. She did this from like 60, 70 feet away, so she had to yell it at me. So she spotted me out of a crowd to tell me my shirt was lame.
So that guy earlier, I'm going to fuck his life up. He's killing himself tonight.
Yeah, so anyway, so we're all drinking, and we stop at the grocery store because
like Sun Fresh or
we're gonna make biscuits and gravy in the morning, and first thing that happens is Hal Pal drops a dozen eggs. So then we leave and then we realize fuck, we still need eggs, so we have to go back and get the egg. But so we're going back, and Carter's ahead of the crowd. And he goes, "I'm going to scare the fuck out of Howard." So he goes and gets behind these stairs. Mind you, these are open stairs, so you can see his big ass hiding. Howard is so obliviously drunk, and he's carrying a gallon of milk. So Carter jumps out and goes, "Wah!" And Howard legitimately was scared, but he responded by co-cocking with that gallon of milk right in the face.
Knocked me on my ass.
Did the milk break?
No.
The milk was good. Drank it the next morning.
Yeah. And then Hal Pal proceeded to get furious at us because the movie Walk the Line had just came out on DVD.
Okay.
So, and he had the most impressive 5 minutes in the history of cinema.
Yeah.
To which we were so laughing that he knocked Carter down with a gallon of milk that we wouldn't pay attention.
Yeah.
He was fucking mad, man. He was like, "If you motherfuckers aren't going to watch this fucking movie." And he turns it off, and he's like stomping, and he stops, and he grins. I go, "What are you laughing at?" He goes, "Everybody thinks about hitting Carter, but I actually did it."
true.
Yeah, so.
That's funny.
There's a lot of other good Carter stories that I wish we could tell, but we certainly can't tell some of these stories.
No, that's, no.
Yeah, maybe.
Not safe for work.
Yeah, well.
Or marriages.
That's right. not safe for marriage. But yeah, we go way back. We met we were in college together, but we met at Walmart when you started working at Walmart. I got one for you. Carter here, we had this really overweight guy. I won't use his last name, but his manager, Will. That was at our...
For those of you who may work retail, pay attention. Matter of fact, get some fucking paper and pen and take notes.
This was a significant night because this was the first time Howard had ever drank beer.
Mm.
He bought a six-pack of Corona. Howard had never drank in his life. See, Howard was a good Christian boy. And then
who worked Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah.
All the time.
And then he had a beer, and within the next 6 months, he's had Coke, he'd had sex.
That really spoiled it.
Yeah, that got crazy in a hurry. So the very first night he tried us, we're at this buddy Joe's house. So this manager, though, was a dickhead. He was an overnight manager. And whatever it was about Carter, which I kind of get, but he particularly didn't like Carter, and he really rode the dairy guys hard. So Carter goes, or we get there, and... One of the other guys was telling us that he called them teeny weenies. He goes, those teeny weenies do the zone the thing or whatever. So Carter got so mad, so he picks up the phone and calls Walmart, and he's like, can I speak to Will? And Will answered the phone. He goes, yeah, this is Jeremy Carter's dad. And he just proceeds to plow into him. And we don't hear Will's side, but yeah. I could tell by his reaction that he was backpedaling. And Carter was just... I didn't even think you gave him a first name. You just said, yeah, this is Jeremy Carter's dad, Mr. Carter. And he just chews on him for 20 minutes. And then he hangs up the phone, and we're rolling. And we've got to be quiet so he can perpetrate this ruse. Yeah. But it was masterful. It was a pretty good play.
Yeah, full apologies for me and the
meat guys.
Co-worker, Alan. Alan was that kid's name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Called him a mop head.
Yeah, Alan was a complete stoner. And,
oh, God.
Yeah,
yes.
Bad.
Yeah.
Alan, I think, is actually the person that got the acid for the Hal Powell's first triple in that.
Oh, wow. Nice. Thanks, Alan.
Yeah, that was the kind of guy he was.
Yeah.
That he was could zone the shit out of some yogurt, though.
That's what
he was. That's talent.
You've worked in grocery. That's hard. Yeah. Zoning yogurt's hard. That stuff falls over.
Yeah,
like
that
a
was
sucks.
Before they like. And nowadays, on my way out, they had those like cool. You slid it in, and then you would pull the tab, and it would slide forward for you. That back in the day, I fucking
making it easy on people now.
Everybody, I always said. Everybody should either have to work retail or have to be a waiter for 1 year of their life. It just teaches you to not be an asshole. Because
you're looking at it because I worked there for a long time.
I mean, two retail and waiters. Like you're nice to a waiter and you're nice to retail.
He did. I mean, you have constantly worked in a profession where being an asshole is
works against me.
Well, no, it's assumed that that person is a so and so. He's an asshole. Now you're something else and you're an asshole. Now you're an umpire. What an asshole.
Yeah. I got called an asshole.
Everybody hates you all the time.
Maybe we misjudged who the asshole of our group was. How pals always wore that hat, but it turns out that
it may have been Carter the whole time.
Yeah.
There's since he doesn't listen, he doesn't have to defend himself. There's been a long running in feud between Carter and How Pal. And How Pal truly does love Carter, but he truly does love giving Carter shit more. Yeah. Badly. And Carter's gotten real mad at him. And every time me and Hal Power are together, I go, you gotta leave Carter alone. He goes, yeah, that big miserable bastard one day is gonna beat my ass. And he goes, and there's not a thing I can do about it.
No.
He goes, I don't know why he hasn't already. I'm like, yeah, you and me both, brother.
Well, Dwayne kept me from it at your bachelor party.
Dwayne's.
Yeah. Dwayne's bachelor. Yeah.
Dwayne's bachelor.
Dwayne
party.
Kept me from it.
Yeah. Everybody hated me at Jeremy's bachelor party.
Yeah, they really did. Did you hate him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you were that bad.
Yeah.
I was
he fucking 25. Passed out at the oyster bar on the goddamn bar.
I was not far behind.
I was 23 or 25.
He was younger than us then.
Like 5 or 6 fucking years twink. At least.
Yeah.
I mean, grow up.
I did. I did.
Carter,
it's not like any of the rest of us were sober by no means.
I don't know that we've ever told this story in the podcast, and if we have, I'll apologize for it. But Carter also is good at putting his foot in his mouth when it comes to certain situations. For instance, on our way back from New Year's Eve, or New Year's in Kansas City, we stop at the IHOP, No, not the IHOP. The Waffle House. The Waffle House. And our...
Hey, if Bender gets to use it, I get to. I was wasted that.
It's hilarious.
So, yeah, so we're sitting here, all sitting at the bar, and they got the jukebox playing, and Carter's, like, our waitress comes over to us, and she's got this movement down, and Carter goes... Music's going. I'm having a good time. Look at her. She's dancing. And we all just shook our head and looked. No, Carter. She has cerebral palsy. Completely different.
I sobered up pretty quick. Yeah.
Did you at least like leave the tip the same size as your bill? So
yeah, I tipped well. Yeah. I was sorry. I'm sorry.
We got a $12 tip.
I'm sorry, ma'am. That's my bad. My bad. That's me. Sorry.
That's the night he ate a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was
a baby?
I don't know. He was putting the moves on this girl that was all of 5 foot nothing and 80 pounds at best. Now, she was cute, very cute.
And married.
But he was putting the moves on her, and they disappeared for a moment, and then Carter comes back by himself, and we never saw her again.
She's just a serial killer.
Well, that could be. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. Holy shit, I'm guilty.
Yeah. It's like that Family Guy episode where they go to prison and the guy's gonna stab him, and they get out before it's over, and the guy's like got the knife and he's like, "Well, who am I gonna stab?" And he stabs himself and he's like, "That's what I've been doing
all this time.
I deserve to be here."
That's like the first time.
What have I been doing to people?
That's like on The Simpsons when Nelson gives himself that in the mirror and he goes, "Hey, that hurts." I'm sure other good Carter stories will pop up as we go. But Carter asked me to get some topics to him so we knew what we were talking about. Yeah. I did not
you
prepare.
Have one thing
he
did right not.
No, that's just the episode title. Episode 90. I just didn't want to forget that this was episode 90.
Is this episode 90?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
We're 10 away from the centennial mark.
We're chugging along. What are we doing for 100? Did we decide?
I don't know. I think we're going to have to go somewhere. I was also thinking about, and I've started doing this, like going through the pre-taping and getting the best of the never heard stuff to put it together for an episode.
That's a thankless job.
I know. I just
somebody's got to do it.
Fucker guys don't thank me once.
Actually, yeah, the guy Corey that we talked to yesterday when he was reaching out to me, he's asking me questions. I was like, honestly, Jeremy does all or most of the legwork, so you should probably talk to him.
Yeah, we ran into a guy at Cajino's Narrow Gauge Brewing.
Yeah,
it's a restaurant and a brewery, so it's
that too. Because you have good pizza there.
Oh, it's delicious. And stuffed mushrooms, so fucking good.
Yep.
I really wish I was more sober to experience the beer.
The nachos are really good too, but I was hammered.
Yeah.
What?
So we ran into this guy that which when you're in North County, you're in fucking Bender. He's like
he knew like everybody in the restaurant.
He's like Harry Connick Jr. in New Orleans. Yeah. This guy knows everyone.
I mean, that was my stomping ground. I grew up like six blocks from there.
He started drinking there at 15.
Yeah. No, I started drinking at the bar down the road at 17.
There. So we run into this guy, is he doing it with his woman?
No, he's doing it with a buddy. He sent the Facebook thing out.
Take a look at
that. He was looking to do a. He wants to do it.
Oh, more crowd was not
applauding.
Heavy applause. There you go.
His name's Corey, and he's doing a. He wants to do a comedy podcast, and so I said, "Hey, I do a.
We want to do a comedy podcast. Dude, we just ain't ever done it.
Figure it out.
Yeah, take notes, please."
So I told him that we do a podcast, and he's like, "Oh, I might reach out to you and have some questions." Well, then I just ran into him yesterday, and we started chit chatting. He reached out today. He had a bunch of questions like right off the cuff, and thanked us for being real, real genuine and nice.
Yeah, he introduced me to him. Hey, this guy wants to start a podcast. I said, "You should probably talk to him." Fucking right.
Come on.
Give him a hug and walk off.
He goes, "Man, you guys are really nice." I was like,
pretty nice people, though. Yeah. But we were. Yeah.
At least we're not assholes when we're drunk.
It's almost retarded that we're drinking today, but yet here we are drinking today.
Yeah. I made it almost all day without alcohol.
You work tomorrow?
I do.
And then you're off Tuesday?
Yes. You work tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but what do I got to do? Go to lunch with someone?
I mean, I have no idea what I'm doing, so I don't know how to do my job yet, so if I do a shitty job,
you don't know.
I'm hungover,
they don't know.
They just, like, the guy's new.
Yeah, look at this guy. I don't know why he's sleeping, but...
I got a stand-up desk on purpose.
Oh, what's that called? Ergonomic desk?
Yeah.
Good for your back, I hear.
It's just, literally, it's just, there's a high chair and then like a...
You got a high chair?
Yeah.
Does Rachel come and feed you at lunch?
But, yeah, so when I get tired, I just stand up.
Holy shit, I guess we should have said that. I mean, I don't know how many times this makes it for, but Rachel, although she was never listens to an episode, she is in the room with us.
She's part of the episode. Yeah.
Wow. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Hi. Not happy. Instantly hates the fucking podcast. Just right there.
Still hates us.
You gave the one finger salute there. I don't know. Is that hello in German?
I thought she was
Italian.
I thought she was saying you had something on your face.
Got something right in your eye.
She was just telling us we're number one. That's all.
That's right.
Well, I do want to hit on. I was sober enough to remember this, but my favorite thing from Bender, for those that don't know, just got back from the East Coast, Philly and New York. And my favorite story from it was when he told Rachel to filter her fucking face before it
started. No, we were walking through Philadelphia, and if you've never been to Philadelphia, it's kind of a shady town. There's a lot of bums, and the whole place smells like pee. Love you, Philly. But everywhere, the whole thing smells like pee. The whole place needs a bath. Anyways, but it was an awesome town. We're going to Yards Brewery in Philadelphia, and if you ever go there, that place is fucking awesome.
Yep.
But we have to ride the subway or the train, and Rachel's never ridden. None of us have ever ridden a train before.
You've not even done the metro here.
I mean the metro, but I mean like in a large, area like that,
like a city.
Yeah,
like St. Louis.
Like St. Louis.
Rachel has got the stroller stroller with Vera in it, and she just looks like everybody around us is gonna stab us, and she just looks angry. Like I'm like, babe. I don't think anybody's going to stab us, but they might with your face. So let's just chill the fuck out. And she's like so angry. She's like, I just don't want people to fuck with me. I'm like, you're giving them like the, please fuck with me, I'll fight you look.
I think I just saw the look. Yeah.
I think you're getting it now.
She didn't like the story.
Yeah.
It's like what's the movie Step Brothers. I don't know what it is about your face that makes me just want to punch. I'll try to work on it.
She
I don't know
like
that you
she
can
wanted
change
to
it.
Murder everybody in the subway. I'm like, it's women getting off work and like shady looking dudes, but
that's not true. Missy,
it's not at all like a family friendly environment.
No,
it was bums.
It was bums.
Well, bums got to go places too.
What are they supposed to do?
Yeah,
then
you fucking walk.
When you're a bum, you got nothing else going on other than bumming around.
Train. Right, they got no car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the other highlights of your trip? Did you get a lot of good beer?
I had tons of good beer. Like I said, Yards in Philadelphia was awesome. That's a fun little brewery. And then we went over to New York, and I couldn't get to – they don't have any breweries in the Manhattan area except for that Homeland.
Oh, they have lots
Heartland.
Of martini bars, though.
Yeah. They had, like, Heartland Brewery.
We used to watch Sex in the City over here.
Oh, you could have done that tour. I didn't.
A Sex in the City tour?
There's
oh
a Sex
my
in
God.
The City tour.
Oh, my God.
You know what I did do, though?
I would hate that.
I did go to McDuke. We went to the Comedy Cellar, which was fucking – that was my favorite part. Yeah, it was awesome. It's like it's where like Louis C.K. and Chris Rock and all those guys got their start. And across from that is McDougal's, which is the bar that inspired How I Met Your Mother.
Yep.
Only from the outside.
Just like how kids can tell you, just like Cheers.
Cheers.
Because we went in after the comedy show, and Rachel
like,
and the bartender were
the Barney's only
two girls
sitting nowhere.
Yeah. Barney's not there. There's not hot women everywhere. There's a bunch of shady looking dudes in here.
Yeah.
But
Nick
it was
Swisher
cool.
in the corner. I remember that episode.
But we went at the Comedy Cellar. Mike Yard was the opener, which I don't know if you ever watched the Larry Wilmore show.
Yeah, we had this conversation yesterday.
Yeah. And then the audience doesn't know.
Yeah, you're true. That's true.
Yeah. There you go. And then Jonah
Hill?
No, Gold.
Ray?
Goldman or Goldberg Thorn? Or something. The guy from the. From 30 Rock with the hats and the beard.
You know
he was a writer
about?
On 30 Rock.
Man,
did
you
guys ever watch 30 Rock?
Yeah.
Once or twice.
He's a pretty famous comedy writer and stand-up. And
he was a stand-up guy. And it was the coolest comedy show I'd ever been to. The whole club is like the size of this
He's taking
this
a shot
area.
At us.
Yeah. this whole comedy club is the size of this bar right here, basically. And the dudes are standing right on top of you. So it's terrifying.
That's
as
uncomfortable.
Audience.
That is
Wait,
uncomfortable.
Yeah. Talk well,
the
more
guy,
about
like,
that.
The guys are standing right on top of you, and so it's terrifying as an audience member because you know, if you get made fun of, it's fun, but it's awkward. But as a comedian, you have to be on your game and
you
good.
You
better bring it.
You gotta slay that.
Because I mean, like you're looking everybody right in the eyes.
It's not the time to workshop shit.
That's right. You digging on Reggie?
No, that was fucking great.
They did
though.
Tell the story of how they apparently pulled one over on your wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So upstairs above it, above the place. And you can't go anywhere in New York City without buying something. You can't pee anywhere in New York City without buying something. Yeah. Okay.
Bullshit. I saw it on Big Daddy. They pee on the wall.
Yep. Yeah. You want to even write your name?
It was in a movie, so it's true.
Yes, yes.
Everything.
But,
is that New York? Is Big Daddy New York?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goddamn Jets.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And Syracuse or whatever. Anyways. So Rafe, we're at the bar upstairs from the comedy club. It's in the cellar. That's why they call it the comedy cellar.
Makes sense.
If you didn't get that.
I get that.
Story checks out.
Yeah. So we buy a couple drinks and Rich is like, "Can I use your restroom?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, it's downstairs, code's 237. But he didn't tell her.
Ooh, I fucking know the code.
He didn't tell her that it's downstairs and you have to walk across a live comedy show to go pee.
Oh my god.
She goes downstairs. And from the video camera, it looked like it was Dave Attell, like, because they're showing who's up there. And they didn't have the same comedians at the 7:30 show that they had at the 9:30 show.
Remember, completely the 7:30 show is completely different.
Yeah. Completely different.
Tip your waiter.
But, so she's walking through, and she comes back up, and she goes, "That was awful." I go, "What do you mean?" She goes, "That guy didn't tell me that, like, I had to walk through the show," and I get down there, and the guy's like, "Look at this bitch. What you got to go? Take a shit?" And, like, he's ripping on me the whole way to the bathroom, and then I had to walk back through to get out.
our listeners may not know this, what with her blatant racism and her overwhelming charm on this podcast, but the flop, would that happen to the flop, she would have a heart attack right in front of everybody.
I'm really surprised. Like,
she'd be paralyzed with fear.
Rachel must have really had to pee, because I think I would have turned around.
You know what? That's another good story. I think, you know, she was even worried when we got married that everybody would be watching her. But you know what took the pressure off of her? The best man dropping the fucking ring.
Yeah. I know. That's fucking guy. Right?
Well, who would do such a
thing? I know.
That was awesome.
Yeah, the crowd is
It was fucking funny. I was like, did he do that shit on purpose?
No. That was not
on purpose.
That was not a substitute ring. And then we didn't find out until a month later when we went and had the ring cleaned that the stone was
erroneous.
Falling out.
Erroneous. That bitch was messed up when I got it.
Yeah, no.
Shoddy craftsmanship.
Yeah.
Or, you know, dropping down 8-step concrete.
You bought the fucking thing from Tito on the corner. That is not my fault.
Yeah. In my defense, Tito seemed legit. He had a business card, and his car had this cool shelf thing when he opened the trunk. It seemed straightforward.
One who gets married outside on some rocks anyway.
Well, I guess.
Next to a,
who trusts the wrong person?
Next to a river.
I don't even want to get into the fact that I picked him as my best man to begin
in
with.
In a beautiful park setting. Who does that to someone?
At least it didn't make it to the great.
Well, that was my fear. I would have dove.
It was Judah Friedlander. That was going to bother me until I got that guy's name.
Oh, I knew that.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty solid. He's pretty funny.
He's good. He's been everywhere. He's on. Yeah. He's on.
In fact,
he was on a lot of shows. He was on Rogan not too long ago.
In fact, the picture that he has on IMDb is the exact same outfit he wore when he was on stage.
UMDb, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
He wore that exact same fucking outfit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they may have two outfits alternate.
Well, you're not cool. You're not one of the hip kids. You don't. You used to be a guy that was in touch with like pop culture a little bit.
You're so fucking much. Like I listen to the podcast and I'm like, how the fuck do these guys sleep?
Or because
like honestly,
cocaine.
No, the thing is,
okay.
a lot of uppers.
The thing is, we don't work. That's the difference.
Oh.
Like, we go to work, but it's mostly just reading internet shit.
Yeah, people pay us to do nothing.
It's all
and drink.
Get paid to look pretty.
Mission accomplished right there. Yeah. But you, Carter had fallen big time out of the... I recently let him see my server on Plex, which, by the way, I was telling you, we got grandfathered in. He had to pay to do it.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
$5. It's the best
year.
$5 I ever spent.
Is it $5 a year?
No, $5 one time. Except that Chinese hooker. She was worth $5.
Yeah. $5 for a hooker. No way she was worth that. that is too good a deal.
That's way too good a deal.
There's not a day goes by that we don't talk. He goes, man, I fucking love Plex.
It's awesome.
Because me and Dwayne and then, you know.
I do think you need to update. We need to add some movies, though.
Well,
you need to look at Dwayne's.
Yeah.
I need to get on Dwayne's.
Well, and the reason I haven't added movies, because I may or may not have gotten a cease and desist from our cable company for some stuff. I'm laying low for a little bit.
I get it. Makes sense.
I'm on the list.
May have happened.
The government gets that shit.
Yeah,
watch out.
Yeah. So
you need to do like Dee does and get like a commercial-grade internet connection to your house.
Yeah. Yeah. If I did that, we would cut the cord and we'd just go, 100%.
I've been cordless almost 3 years now.
Yeah, but you have friends like me that put stuff up on there for you to watch.
And I got a mother-in-law that has every channel, so when I need to watch something, I just log into their online stuff because everything's online.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I saw an article that not too long ago, the cable companies pledged, like 2 years ago, pledged to go to slowly convert to completely boxless all apps and smart. And they have not made one stride towards it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
I think they have to, though, right?
Yeah, it was, but they've not gotten in trouble for it. So they're, who knows what's going to happen with that.
Yeah.
But what else? There's got to be some other stuff in pop culture that's happened in this world like recently. Didn't something big happen recently? Oh, an update from the last a story we had a couple weeks ago. The Bachelor pad is refilming without those two that had the sex. So get this, though.
Wait, what?
The Bachelor. You didn't hear about The Bachelor?
No.
Weren't you on that podcast?
So, no, he was not. He's
I
not
was gone for like 3 weeks in a row.
I haven't seen Bender in a year.
We were 3 weeks.
So, two of the contestants had sex in the pool, and the girl claims that she was sexually assaulted. I can't remember their names. But she's not saying the guy did it. She's saying that the producers got them drunk and tried to intentionally make them have sex. So, for the storyline.
Hmm.
So then she's suing them and all of a sudden. So they shut down production completely. Here's the thing, though. It's back. We didn't think it was going to come back. But they're back filming. But now there's strict rules. 2 drinks an hour. And you have to consult the producers before you want to have sex with the person.
That
so you have to
awkward.
Ask permission.
It's a real mood killer.
Yeah, no doubt. That is no doubt.
Yeah, I don't watch that show.
What else happened? I'm looking to see what else.
I watched The Accountant today.
How's that?
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, how's that?
It was really solid. It was good.
Better than expected, even with Affleck?
Yeah, no, it was good, and then it's got the Jane
Affleck
from...
Affleck was the bomb in Phantom.
Word, bitch. Phantom's like a motherfucker.
Way to bring it around.
Yeah.
I like that. No, he was solid, and it's got Shane from The Walking Dead. That guy's name is.
You mean The Punisher?
Yeah, The Punisher.
Hey, so are you guys Red Reddington? Are you up on that?
Yeah, we're completely caught up.
Okay, so spoiler alert here.
This is the Blacklist. Who doesn't
know? Yeah, the
Blacklist. Oh, wait. Well, I haven't created my spoiler alert warning yet on here.
Well, I had 38 episodes, and at that point, it's just like, delete. I've just run out of room. So, like, is he your dad or what?
We don't know yet.
Fuck.
Still don't know.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
I'm glad I didn't watch all 38 episodes of that.
Here's something. Here's a couple of things. How about Michelle Rodriguez this last week?
Yeah, she's out on the Fast and Furious.
She said unless they start, you know, telling more stories centered around the women characters and give them more of a role, then she's out. But let me get this straight. Isn't there one entire movie that's based on her coming back from the dead and having no memory? And so isn't that making a female character the central
Bitches be wanting shit, man. They want
and they love to shop.
Wonder Woman is
shopping.
Bitches be shopping.
One of them really set them off. I didn't read the articles, but apparently Alicia Silverstone doesn't understand the Wonder Woman love.
What she's saying is her beef was like, I don't know why people are making such a big deal. There's been plenty of successful women-helmed movies. But then she gives some examples of movies that weren't successful.
Yeah.
And
was it her Batman and Robin?
There's never been a lead
director.
Director and actor, both females
She's
in a large budget movie like this.
She's a co-sleeping advocate, so she's dumb anyway.
She baby birds her kids.
Yeah, she chews her food for them.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's fucking weird.
We almost did that last night for Bushman because he had a cold and I wanted him to try my beer, so I was going to spit it into his mouth.
God, I wish you would
touch yourself and out a friend. That's not funny.
Yeah.
I'd have been out. Get a cab,
have you ever,
fuck this
what's
place.
The SNL sketch? Have you ever seen the one where they do that? They
chew
food.
Disgusting.
I can't remember who's in that.
Makes me want to puke.
That is a commitment to your craft.
Hey, Missy, since you're the resident one. Racist, have you seen SNL's Black Jeopardy with Tom Hanks?
Comedy
gold.
Yeah,
comedy gold.
Yeah. Yeah,
the Black Lives Matter. I got some thoughts on that. I bet you do, Tom.
There was another story that I wanted to talk about that I'm trying to scroll for. Oh, hey, major shakeup with the Han Solo movie.
Yeah, the director quit.
They were fired. The
directors got canned
and replaced with Ron Howard.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
Opie.
Yeah.
One and the same.
But in terms of directorial replacement, that's like, you know, fucking, you know, Scottie Pippen going down and still having Michael Jordan in your pocket.
Yeah.
You know?
That's awesome. On the same note, I think Joss Whedon's jumped ship, and he's doing stuff in the Justice League movie. Yeah.
And the Wonder Woman sequel.
Oh, really?
He's basically been hired and put in charge, and he says that...
Good for that guy.
See, he left the Marvel because of the Avengers 2. He said he got meddled with constantly.
He got shit on, and nobody liked the Black Widow's plot point where she was.
Well, he said they all meddled. Like the he had scenes that made the whole Thor scene make sense and stuff. And he's not the first to jump ship.
The guy who did Ant-Man,
Edgar Wright. I want to see Baby Driver. It's got like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What's his other movie that he did?
Shaun of the Dead.
That was great. I love that.
World's
movie.
Awesome. I mean, you just name them.
Those are the ones he did, but didn't he do another one similar to Baby in that genre of action movies, though, that didn't have...
Oh, you mean a non-comedy?
Yeah.
I mean, he's prolific.
Yeah. No, he's great.
Yeah. We all agree after this episode, Edgar Wright is great.
Yep. Okay. Edgar Wright is great. There's the name of this episode.
Edgar Wright is great.
And Carter's here.
So Wonder Woman is worth it.
I haven't watched it yet. Guardians is great.
Watch both of them. They're good.
Oh, you saw Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
And Guardians.
I liked it.
Did you like Guardians 2 better than 1?
No.
Really? I did. I thought it was better.
I liked them about the same.
Really?
I took my kids
like
to both
fine.
Of them.
I like it fine.
I think Guardians 1 is really good, but I think that they were comfortable and they were able to find their footing. Like, they were able to stretch it even further than they already did, you know, and it worked. The whole movie works really well.
David Bautista's really good.
Yeah, David Bautista's pretty great.
He was fucking
awesome. His acting chops really came out.
Carter's the only one that's being aware that I farted in the middle of your guys'
conversation. I saw it. I
chose to ignore it.
So, of your six-pack, how many beers on Guardians 2?
Five and a half.
Five and a half
Five,
beers?
That's
borderline masterpiece. Well, that's awful.
It's a solid, funny movie.
Not surprising.
Point I'm going to see Wonder Woman. Despicable Me 3's out this weekend. I feel like I'm going to go see that soon. I don't know.
What else comes out really, really soon? Isn't there another Marvel movie coming out soon?
I don't
know. One comes out every fucking week.
When does Black Panther come out?
Next year.
That's November, I think. Okay. No, Thor's November, and Black Panther's
next year.
Summer.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I hate when you get a trailer like 16 months in advance.
I know.
Makes me so mad. I just want to go Blind Rage!
I still haven't watched the Jumanji trailer. I think it's going to be funny.
You know what? The trailer's funnier than I expected. We'll watch it. We'll throw it up here in a second.
Yeah. I really hate the
is
first
Is it really
Jumanji?
Jumanji!
It's first incantation. Is it really something we need to see again?
It's different.
It's different.
It's a video game.
And I really hated the first
board
Jumanji.
Game. That's different, but not really.
And they go into the game.
Yeah.
You got to watch the trailer.
The Rock and Kevin Hart and Jack Black are characters in a game.
Yeah, we'll watch it. And it's got Gillian, what's her name? Or Karen Gillian.
Yeah.
Who's smoking hot Kara. Yeah. You know that.
Yep. She looks like Laura Croft. Sorry,
Julian Anderson, Agent Mulder.
Yeah. Amy Pond, that's who she was. Yeah. Well, good night.
You going to watch Spider-Man?
Spider-Man?
Oh, that's it. That's
He's
what I was
Jewish?
Which fucking one?
Oh, yeah, that's out here next
week. That comes out
May 5th. July 7th.
Throwing down the gauntlet. Tobey Maguire is the only fucking Spider-Man.
Oh, come
Lay
on.
Off.
Come on.
Bullshit.
Oh, did you not watch Civil War?
No.
It was great.
Fucking awesome. Yeah. It's the best part of the movie.
I just watched the Harry Potters like 2 weeks ago. Lay off.
What?
I'm getting there.
They're like 20 years old, man.
Yeah.
They literally are 20.
Harry
they
Potter
just
turned
20 last week.
And then what's that old dude from the Voice, or not The Voice, but American Idol, or not American Idol, one of the British.
Simon Cowell?
Nah, not the other one, the rip-off Simon Cowell. You know what I'm talking about?
James
Gandolfini?
No, he's dead. He's negative.
R.I.P. James.
He's dead.
Hey, y'all.
But no, this dude, he's got this long-running feud with J.K. Rowling. In fact, they hate each other.
Oh, really?
And she put, you know, 20 years ago, I created the world that only exists in my head, and now everyone shares in it, blah, blah, blah. Something nice. Yeah. And he didn't instantly shit on it. I mean, he is a mean guy.
Everybody hates her on Facebook.
On Twitter? Do they?
Yeah.
She's very liberal.
She's super liberal, and she gets tons of hate from like the right side of
everything. she's not a Trump supporter.
No,
she writes
no.
a good book though.
Yeah,
she
writes a good
seven
book.
Good books. That's very hard to do.
Actually, she did an adult.
George Martin couldn't do it.
She actually did in a
time will tell, fucker.
Book, dude.
Oh, okay. He said he's not doing them. He's not finishing it.
According yeah, to, because he knows they're shitty.
He blamed it on HBO. Awesome.
Well, can you really? Honestly, can you hold up to what HBO has done to that series?
And when you can't write very well to begin with, can you right. expect to put out that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Jeremy of the Clan Bohannon. I mean, I don't need to fucking know about the sigil from some dude that's just going to get his head chopped off.
And I don't fucking need a description.
How about
of
you get to the good shit?
Yeah. I don't need a description of a guy's outfit that I don't know what any of these
Speaking
words
of descriptions of the characters, I saw on Facebook someone photoshopped the characters for how they are described in the books.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it's big time different. Yeah.
Well, yeah. In the books, what? Khaleesi's 13?
14. 14.
Statutory.
Hmm.
Okay.
And then,
She is one sexy 14-year-old on the TV show.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Who gets naked at the drop of a hat.
Yep. Yeah. Although she stopped doing that.
I think she's going to stop doing that.
She stopped after like season 2. She said, unless it's the scene really calls for it, she's not just getting naked.
Like getting forcibly raped by Khal Drogo. Well, that makes sense. We need nudity there.
Right. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. We want the audience to be confused, turned on, and appalled all at the same time.
Yeah, that's usually when I operate at best. Sometimes I tell Missy to punch me right before we have sex at night. That's
right in the throat.
Peek behind the curtain there.
That's not
I'm going to go pee in the bed.
That's not a curtain.
And you're
going to
get mad, and then we're going
to door number two. Door number two. Pick the one. Don't open that. Don't open that door. We don't need to go down that road.
So we got War for Planet of the Apes.
Oh, I want to see that.
Did you watch
I caught up
ones?
One of them. Yeah, I watched great, right? Fucking awesome movies. Yeah.
Atomic Blonde.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That looks Lady good. John Wick.
Yep.
I still haven't watched John Wick 2 yet.
It's on there.
Or one. Guilty. Guilty.
What?
And the
dude, Carter, I fucking just found out about Plex like a month ago.
Stop inviting him
Wow.
over.
I didn't invite him. He just
I invited my damn
He told
self.
Me he needed to do laundry.
So he came speaking over with a big laundry.
This is a pop culture podcast. You should have caught up.
Hey, yesterday was your birthday. Today you get your ass in there and get my laundry finished.
Oh, she's ignoring you.
Did you hear that, Melissa? No, what? Carter said yesterday was your birthday. Today you get in there and finish his laundry.
Oh, I do need to do that.
Whoa!
Wow!
Holy
cow.
You notice
she's barefoot also.
Yeah.
I
she
tell
pregnant?
You she is not pregnant. If she's pregnant, then Lucy, you got some splaining to do. So
hey, there's a story for you.
Okay.
Remember that guy I used to play softball with? That
the guy with the bat, the gloves.
One guy.
Yeah.
The guy
wore a hat.
The guy that had the cleats.
Ooh.
He got his wife pregnant, or thought she was. Turns out it was a false positive. They come home from the doctor, have sex in celebration.
Who are we talking about?
Got her pregnant.
Who are we talking about?
Aaron. Dude's name was Aaron. He can make the bike horn. Remember that guy?
He can make the sound like the bike horn. Everyone?
Huh?
What? Can everyone make that sound?
No, like it was authentic. Like it was.
Oh, like the real horn.
like the guy from the guy from Police Academy.
Yeah, Michael Winslow. Yeah. I don't know
he
who
was
you're talking
the white
about.
Michael Winslow. Just with the bike horn, nothing else.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Never mind.
Who? Aaron. We never played with an Aaron.
Yeah, we did.
Stanton played a couple times.
Yeah, not him.
I don't think we should use last names.
Hey, it's okay. That's two different guys.
I don't know this guy's last name anyway, so.
I don't know. I think you played with him after I was done.
With the bike horn.
Yeah. No, Aaron Stanton didn't have the bike horn. He had the DWI.
A lot of them. A lot of them. I believe he was once found naked on the side of the highway.
His
motorcycle was somewhere.
We should have him on.
Yeah, no doubt.
Be a good time.
He's not a bad dude.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. What else we got? We're already an hour, so.
No, we got at least three more.
Yeah. Three more hours? Yeah, keep chugging. Shit. No, some of us do work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Not
you do.
Well,
yeah,
I guess
you do.
I do.
I work tomorrow. So you get there at 9:30 and you go to what time?
Last game starts at 2.
And then you
still got tournaments tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's finishing. Yeah, and then shotguns back to Springfield Mo.
Yep, Springtucky.
How is Springfield Mo now? You got a lot of breweries there. It's nice. We should go to Mother's.
Yeah, you guys should, I don't know, fucking come down.
Mother's is
do we have
never,
to
well,
fuck
in
Mother's?
My defense, I've never been invited.
Yeah.
Door's open.
And since you never invited John, I've taken a firm stance that I won't go.
I'm putting my foot down until I...
Until you completely accept John as a friend, I will not go to Springfield, Missouri.
He's an acquaintance. Okay. I wouldn't go that far.
That's fine.
You gotta touch his butt. Then you're in.
Then you're in. You're in.
Yeah.
For those of you listening.
That just changed.
Yes, he's in.
We just saw love.
Yeah.
That was it.
That happened to me.
Love happens.
Yep.
We're done, right?
What's love got to do with it? Yes, we're done.
Yeah, we're good.
You know what? I do feel bad, though.
What's that?
I don't think Hikas has said four things in this podcast.
It's okay.
He's Googled.
Well,
he's
one day, and, I tell you what, the first time Hikas was on.
It's a lot of giggling.
Well, he and I, was that with Dwayne?
Yeah.
That was your first time? We were hammered drunk. And we giggled, drunk. And he giggled a lot.
Right.
The whole time, I think.
I don't remember the second time, but he was on the second time.
I mean, he brought more pop culture than
fucking Carter
did. He did, because he at least gave
Which still
Guardians
infinitely more,
of the Galaxy 5 stars.
Infinitely more than Melissa ever does.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, she just brings the racism.
That's what I was trying to ask about some topics.
Wait,
show
wait,
prep.
Did you say
I was
you're
going
not
to
racist?
Do show
Correct.
Prep. Well, I knew we That's could good. Get an hour without it.
That's good.
Great, right.
How's that work out for you in
Give
Arkansas?
Me a topic. Let's talk one topic.
There's a lot of racist
By the way, I enjoyed, and I don't know
I'm
if
sorry.
I'm,
you, I, we just interrupted their
sorry.
Conversation, and then you. No,
That's
no.
That's all right.
He's
it's
doing okay. it. He pulled a U. Take a drink.
The bender. Bender rule. Drink.
Go ahead.
I enjoyed the topical six-pack. I was a fan.
Huh.
I may have been the only one.
Yeah, that's what we'll do for the 100. We'll
bring
it back.
It wasn't that we didn't
topical
like the topical six-pack. We just had, wow. It was harder to force the conversation on that.
Yeah.
We found
Right, it flows better without. Okay.
Yeah, when we're out freestyling, that's when we got mad spit, yo. We're freestyling.
Okay. See, normally when we're all together, everybody brings at least one
Shots.
Topic. So we
shots,
can change
shot,
it,
shots,
or we can change it to a four-pack of 16
euros.
Games. Yeah, euros.
The euros.
Four-pack of euros.
Hey, can I get the euro?
Euro sandwich.
With the you like the juice?
You know, so, I was really disappointed I didn't have any shawarma in New York.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm glad you didn't. Because sometimes I feel you come. Because sometimes I feel you tell me a story about you're like, hey, I had some this food here, and it's well, always comes off as pretentious.
I'm a pretentious.
A little bit. A little highbrow.
I had a lot of 99-cent pizza at 1:30 in the morning, though.
Yeah. I don't think that's a bad thing.
You're the pretty face.
That sounds like the best idea ever.
Kelly's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, that was good pizza.
At Westport.
Westport. They had
It wasn't 99 cents.
There were one pizza place right at Westport that was
right
attached to this
leaving.
Bar,
yep.
and it was open till like 3.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
It was good.
Those like 99-cent pizza places in New York, it's just one slice for a dollar. And if you want toppings, they charge you another dollar, and the guy steals that extra dollar.
I think that toppings
every
are standard, though, right? I mean, you're just awesome. Paying for the cheese?
Yeah, it's cheese pizza
New
for
York
a dollar.
New York-style pizza.
New York-style. And then, like, you can get as many toppings as you want, and he'll tell you the price, but he still only rings up $1 and keeps the rest of it.
That's all the business plan.
One time we were at that bar that's attached to the pizza place, and Dwayne was so drunk that he was leaned up on the wall like this, and he's putting his pizza in for his He couldn't stand up. He was done.
One topic. Let's do one topic.
I did. I brought up the couple of things a while ago.
Let's do one topic I know something about.
All right. What do you know about? What are you watching now on TVs? Oh, hey. Oh, boy. He's got one.
Bubble Guppies.
The fuck is that? I know what
bubble
it is.
Guppies,
yeah,
right?
is it
most ironic.
Slap guppies. Hands.
Yeah. Bubble Guppies. Most ironic fucking show in the goddamn world. They're underwater. And it rains.
Yeah, don't get me started.
And they have a fire under fucking water.
No, no, no. Come on, dude. If you don't watch, you got to watch some SpongeBob. You forget that they're underwater.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
You know what movie I recently watched and really hated?
Nope.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
the live action version. It's fucking awful.
It's
and it doesn't make any sense.
It's got Emma Watson in it, though.
Well, the continuity doesn't make any sense. Because.
Hermione, yeah, that makes you feel bad.
I mean,
like
little
the
Beastie
whole
Alley. Listen,
live. And that doesn't make sense. Like, the people turn into, like, certain things, but, like, the walls are moving and they're alive, too. And she makes a comment about, like, are the...
She at one point, she goes, I think this is some fucked up shit.
Yeah, she's like, are
the stairs... The fucking picture's talking.
And, like, the
Hogwarts.
Fucking... The crown molding is moving and shit. I'm like, what is... This movie fucking sucks.
So maybe she was just doing acid through the whole thing.
Yeah,
Dusty, the dean of rap, recently reached out to me and said, hey, have you watched the show Glow yet? And I said, nah, not yet.
I want to.
He said, I watched the first couple episodes. He goes, it's okay. I don't know how much I like it. He goes, but Alison Brie gets naked in the first episode. I go,
what?
Then it's got to be awesome. He goes, yeah, it's pretty fucking great.
Wait. Full frontal, she's got big boobies.
Yeah, she had some leaked too. She had some photos leaked.
I feel dirty looking at that.
It's hard to
that.
Miss them when you're scanning for pop culture stuff and
yeah.
when your
yeah,
buddy,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and when your
yeah.
buddy tells you Alison Brie's naked in a show, so
you
bring that up and
Google Alison
shows
Brie's
you all
naked,
of it.
Yeah. But I, never
yeah, I don't
that.
Feel dirty at all looking at that.
He was the first person I knew that had a masturbatorium in his house.
Oh, nice.
I don't need to go there. So we're at an hour, huh?
I should introduce you to my buddy John. My buddy John was a real
connoisseur of feet to me.
I'm a coxman.
All right. Well, then I think we need to call it. Call it
a
game.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. But say, everybody say bye to Carter and Matt. And
fuck, I got to leave already.
Oh, come on, people. You got to like them more now. There we go.
Yeah. Yay.
All right. We're done. We're going to play
our
music.
Out.
Hold on to your butts.
Lock it up.